Canadian Public Radio.
Glenn from Portland, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Have you heard anything about the arrest at the anti-Zionism, anti-Israel protest yesterday afternoon here in Portland at the Mittleman Community Center?
I heard nothing. Let's get a report.
Okay. Yesterday afternoon, AIPAC, the American Israel Political Action Committee, which is, you know, the main force group shoving the America into Israel's side on these aggressive wars, they had their annual awards dinner, the Oregon delegation, at the Mittleman Community Center on Capitol Highway South, I guess it is, yesterday afternoon, that presumably started at 4:30. Three of us from Laughing Horse Books were the first ones there at about 2:30, figuring people would arrive early. Within about an hour, there are another 30, 40 people there. At the peak right at 4:30, there must have been 50 or 55, a dozen Palestinian flags, signs saying everything up to and including Star of David equals German swastika. The three of us who got there first left about 4:45, and apparently just after we left, there were about 20 other arrests, including Joe Walsh, the lone vet who ran against Earl Blumenauer in the Democratic primary last March or whenever it was, on the issue of Blumenauer refused to back impeachment, and so Joe ran against him.
Uh-huh.
I think there were some other fairly high profile people that were also arrested. I don't know who they were. I would like to say that the Laughing Horse people who left just in time did not have any idea what was coming.
Okay. Well, Glenn, if you'd like to call back tomorrow, we can get more info from you. We got about 7 minutes for the whole show. I'm going to blast through these calls, but Glenn, you're invited to call back and give us more, but we got to move on now.
Yes, sir. Thanks.
Okay, I'm probably portlandindymedia.org. I'm sure that's the place for more info.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Glenn, for that report. And
sure.
And we have more protests coming up in Portland in the near future, and I don't know whether I'm going to be at this upcoming protest. I'm busy doing my show every day. Joe Walsh has called in from Portland. Certainly a lot of calls from Portland recently, which is always a good thing. Hello.
Oh, hi, Alex. I'm just calling in to give you a report on a demonstration that was taking place on Sunday. And the demonstration was against AIPAC that was holding their meeting over on Capitol Highway in 26. So about 100 of us went to protest AIPAC being there. This is a very bad organization, AIPAC.
Describe the group for us. Describe in brief the group.
Okay. The group that was protesting?
Yes.
Or the group that was inside?
The group you're protesting and why?
Okay. AIPAC stands for American Israeli Public Affairs Commission, or committee. And it's a lobbying group for Israel. Their budget is about $70 million a year. They spend most of it on our congresspeople to support Israel no matter what Israel does. That's why we didn't get any reaction out of Congress when we tried to get them to condemn Israel's action in Gaza. What they did was they passed a unanimous resolution in support of Israel. And the reason that happens is, for instance, Senator Wyden got $300,000 from this group. This is a really bad group.
Okay, so I mean, I've heard a little bit about them myself. So what happened? You guys were protesting, about 100 of you?
Yeah, there was about 100 of us on Capitol Highway on 26. Now, there was a real heavy contingent of police there, and very unusual because I take part in a lot of demonstrations, small, big demonstrations. I've never seen this many cops. There had to be 20 or 30 cops for a very small group of protesters. So What they did was they came out and they blocked the sidewalk. The police did. They had about, maybe six to eight police officers where you walk on the sidewalk, there's a driveway going into the place where they were holding their affair. We were on the sidewalk. The police arbitrarily decided we could not go past that driveway. So they cut off a section of the sidewalk for us and split us in two. And I was going to go home, so I was going to say goodbye to people, and I just walked up at the wrong time, I guess, because they told me I couldn't cross the driveway.
Ooh, you're making me want a bullhorn here. I'm wanting to get the bullhorn out.
They said you can't go across the driveway. And I said, well, there's no cars coming. I'm not blocking traffic. So why can't I go across? It's part of the sidewalk. And they said, we decided that. So I said, well, okay. So I started to walk. They grabbed me, pushed me back in. I walked again, and that's when I was arrested.
You know, I don't even need a bullhorn. I should just shout. I need to get one of those cones.
Yeah. Because
I got a powerful enough voice. I'm intense enough that I can do it without going to jail.
Well, you know, I got a little horn that I use from time to time. Not a bullhorn, but it's one of those things you see in college. You know,
that's what I need, the sports games.
Yeah.
Y'all got everybody listening. Get armed with those things. Get bullhorns, but you have your backup because they try to pull a legal card. Oh, you can't have your bullhorn because we can hear it past 50 feet. If you got a strong enough voice, well, you don't want to lose your voice. Get one of those coins.
We hear it. If we hear it a block away, then it's too loud. Nonsense. It's based on decimals. If it's more than 60 decimals, you're in violation. That's very loud. So, you know, they always say that. And then they confiscate the bullhorn. So anyway, that's why I went to the non-mechanical one. But, so they took me down. They charged me with three different charges, interfering with a police officer. Refusing a lawful order and disorderly conduct. And I thought my conduct was excellent. But they didn't think so. So once again.
You got arrested. You got arrested.
Yeah, I got arrested on those three charges and because I was arrested outside of Blumenau's office and they had my fingerprints and mugshots, when they got me down to the sheriff's office, they all knew me down there. Because I was wearing an arrest Bush Cheney shirt. And they remember me from the impeachment when I was arrested outside of Blumenau's office. So they didn't have to take my fingerprints and they didn't have to, take my mugshots. And I was on oxygen when I was arrested. I had this little wheel.
Yeah, that's thing. Right. I've seen you with your oxygen tank when I was.
Right.
I was walking by to go do my taxes, and you guys were doing the whole impeach Bush protest thing, in prison or arrest Bush and Cheney.
Yeah, that's what we went. We went in the special prosecutor, and of course the arrest of the principals. So I had this little oxygen thing. I call it Little Earl. It's named after Blumenau because it's so full of gas. So we call it Little Earl. So you see me in the street wheeling this oxygen bottle. So the cop arrested me in the oxygen bottle. So I asked them if they wanted a mugshot of the oxygen bottle, but they said no. So anyway, they held me for about an hour and a half, and then they turned me loose. And they did a really strange thing. They put me in the car, and they didn't do any paperwork on me because it was already all there. So they dropped me off right outside the Justice Center, and I had to put my shoelaces back in and all that stuff. And I'm standing out, and I said, boy, this looks really weird. So anyway, AIPAC is really a bad organization. People ought to look it up. And they ought to say something to our Senator, Wyden, that he's got to stop taking this money. Because what happened in Gaza is terrible. And what's happening in Gaza for the last 40 years is terrible. People that live in Gaza are they're immigrants. They don't belong in Gaza. They're living in immigration camps. But since 1948.
Did they take you inside the jail?
Yeah, they actually took me inside, and then what they do is the Portland police turn you over to the sheriff's department, who runs the jail. And once he turned me over to them, then one of them recognized me and said, "Well, you've been here before." So I said, "Yeah." They said, "Well, they should have just given you a ticket." So I said, "Well," I said, "this police officer was not too happy with me." So anyway,
is there any video of it? Any video?
There's going to be, there's a bunch of veterans, and I'm a veteran. I'm a member of Vietnam Veterans Against the War, but Veterans for Peace was there, and they're going to have a video up in a day or so. So they're doing the cleanup of it now. It's on in the media, and it also was on after Downing Street. So... and we just want people to understand that if they don't know what AIPAC is, they really need to find out what it is. Because this is really a bad, bad organization. They got a lot of money, and they cause a lot of corruption. I mean, how do you get a Senator Wyden to say anything against Israel when he takes $300,000 from the Israeli lobby? How do you do that?
Exactly. We got a break coming up. Is there anything else you want to add?
Nope, that's it.
Well, thank you for that. Well, no, thank you for that report, and let me know if anything comes up in the future.
So we're going to go to trial, and we'll plead not guilty at trial, and then we'll have a full trial.
Okay, I'm sure I'll hear about that. Anybody you want to take a look, PortlandIndianMedia.org, there might be some info on that. Joe Walsh, good luck, and thanks for calling in with that report.
Yeah, people want to really believe that they have to stay in the streets. Do not give up. Do not think Obama's going to solve it. Get in the streets.
And if Joe Walsh can do it, he's on oxygen. A lot of these other kids in college would be able to do it.